My son is alive. What do I do now? My son is out there in the jungle. When Hernando came on the screen, it was as if everyone else in the theater disappeared, and he was there only for us. Hello, Mom, Dad, everyone, he said. I'm doing fine. You don't have to worry. I miss you all very much, but I'll be released soon. You just get on with your lives and don't let your spirits get you down, because I'm going to be just fine.
Okay, do you understand what's going on here? Alberto's brother, Hernando, has been kidnapped along with 60 other men. They are all police officers who were working in a place called Me Too. The men are being held hostage in a jungle somewhere, and apparently their kidnappers have made a video of them. Now the families of the hostages have been invited to watch the video. When Hernando appears on the screen, he tells his family he's going to be fine. I'm not so sure about that. This whole thing sounds really weird and frightening. I wonder why the kidnappers made this video. Let's find out more. Keep reading after the big space on page 127 where it says, Hernando's kidnapping has changed everything.
Hernando's kidnapping has changed everything. It holds all of us hostage. We cannot think about anything else. I don't have conversations with my mother anymore because I know, before I begin, what she is thinking. The kidnapping colors all my dreams. When I eat, I think, what is he eating? When I sleep, I think, how is he sleeping? Nothing can be right in our world until he comes back. Hernando left school in 1994 and decided to join the police. He signed on to drive a patrol car. He never imagined he would be in combat. After his initial training, he was supposed to join the highway police in Cartagena in the north.